can start up the generator now.
This is Drive Time Live with Mark Hahn on AM 1360, FM 94.9, KSCJ.
All right, we are back. And right now, I'm talking with Sarah Brohr. Sarah Brohrs, welcome to Drive Time Live.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, listen, it's not a problem at all. I was talking to you about your book, which is called 100 Things to Do in Iowa Before You Die. It's the bucket, and bucket list, and you have a little picture of a bucket there.
Yeah, there's a bucket list.
Yeah, I was going to say, all right. But somebody was telling me when I was talking about this book, they said, oh, it's Sioux City Gifts right there on Pierce. There's a book called 100 Things to Do in Sioux City Before You Die. And you were familiar with that book.
Yes, I am familiar with that. Lindsay Hinman wrote that. And I'm sure it's available in your local stores and gift shops and all of those places. Hey, anything we can do to promote our state of Iowa, I'm all for it.
Absolutely. Why not? Hey, maybe you should look into maybe getting your book down there at Sioux City Gifts as well.
I think there's a lot of places that need it. I think every gift shop in the state of Iowa should have it.
Well said. There you go. It's the politician and Sarah coming out there. I like that idea. So, Sarah, where'd you come up with the title? Well, the title for the book, I think, makes sense.
Right.
But putting together a bucket list of things to do in Iowa, how'd you ever come up with that idea?
Right. So I'm a travel blogger, travelwithsarah.com with no H. You can find me online. And I have been writing about travel since about 2014.
Okay.
Best in basically anywhere the plane, train, ship, or car will go. And Iowa, I'm an Iowa farm girl, lived near Mason City on a farm all of my life, married the neighbor boy 35 years ago, didn't move too far. And Iowa has always been where my heart is. And I traveled a lot of Iowa, spent a lot of time in different places. And then in 2020, we had this pandemic that came into play.
Right.
And I crossed all of my travel off of my list. My calendar looked pretty bare. But there was one thing that I could do, and that was drive all the scenic highways and byways in Iowa.
That was before gas prices got to this point, right?
That was before gas prices got to this point.
But you know what? Staycations, though, are what people are looking for, especially because of those gas prices. They're looking for something a little closer than driving out to either coast.
Exactly. So I woke up in a morning of July 2021 and thought, you know what? It's time for me to write that book about Iowa. I knew the publisher, Reedy Press. I knew some of the people there. I shot him an email, and they said, we're in. Let's do it.
Mm-hmm.
So there are a lot of people in Iowa that could have written this book. And I just decided the time was right. I had driven all the highways and byways. I have been to a lot of places in Iowa, worked with a lot of tourism offices over the years, and the timing was right.
Well, one of the things you mentioned is something that's close to home here in Sioux City, the Historic Hills Scenic Byway, the Luss Hills Scenic Byway that's right there.
Yeah, that is like the mother of all byways in our state. It really is. I mean, you can drive north to south, and you have the Luss Hills. But, you know, Stone State Park.
Yes.
That state park, my husband and I had a picnic lunch. We found a bench and sat on this bench and just looked at the byway and ate our lunch. Huh. It was one of the most memorable days I've had in the state of Iowa.
You know, I'm a relative newcomer, even though I've been here in Sioux City since 81. Mm-hmm. The history has it that there used to be a zoo there in that park.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I thought that's amazing.
That would be fun.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think some of the footings and some things are still there that might show you that, but yeah.
I need to come back and visit and check it out.
Yeah, maybe make an addendum to your book.
Oh, book two will be coming because this one will do well and book two will come. I'm making a list of everything people are telling me, asking me, why isn't this in the book? Why isn't that in the book?
You know, that's the case. Whenever you write a book like this, you're going to get that. You're going to say, hey, how come you didn't mention this? It's in my own backyard. Did you miss it? You know, so.
Exactly. And there are things in my own backyard that I know I don't know about. I don't know everything there is to know about Iowa. There is a lot, and I hadn't done, and I started looking back at it in my manuscript, and I was like, oh my gosh, I have to put the Presidential Museum in here. How could I miss that?
Mm-hmm.
So I went and deleted something. I honestly can't tell you what I deleted. So,
wow,
it was hard. It was hard. It really was.
So you're looking at all kind of things. All kind of things are considered in the book, right? I mean, you talk about not just the lush cornfields that you can see, yeah. You know, coming up here in, you know, mid-July or so, knee-high, right?
And right.
All the architecture that's very unique to the state. I know in Mason City, isn't there an old hotel?
Yeah, Mason City is a hotbed for architecture.
Yeah.
And the historic Park Inn Hotel, which is the last known hotel in the world that you can stay at that Frank Lloyd Wright designed. And when I'm home and I drive by there, there are license plates from so many states. And they're in Iowa, they're spending their hard-earned money, and they have to travel from A to B, so every other community around wins, and everybody wins when we get people to come to our state. But the architecture in Mason City and the Stockman House, and there's a walking homes tour of Frank Lloyd Wright properties, River City Sculpture Walk, I think 70 sculptures maybe on that sculpture walk. It has expanded. Every year people buy new ones to invest back in the community. And those were just changed out. They change out every May for those that have not been purchased. So, you know, those are fun to see and fun to watch. And in the book, of course, Lamar's, the ice cream sculptures in Lamar's. I mean, those are fun. Yeah. I love those.
Ice cream capital of the world, Lamar's is too.
Yes. And number 7 in the book.
Yeah, a 7 of 100 things to do in Iowa before you die. Sarah Brewers is my guest here, and how can people find this book, Sarah, if they want to, you know, start checking off things on their bucket list?
Right. So, 100 things to do in Iowa before you die. Google that. You can go to Amazon, and you can go to Reedy Press, REEDYPRESS.com. That's my publisher. You can purchase it there, but Amazon is so easy, and people know Amazon. People shop there every day, and you can do that. Or you can come to Clear Lake, Iowa on May 31st at 4:30 p.m. That's where we're kicking off the book and celebrating all things Iowa at the legendary Surf Ballroom. So that's going to be a fun day, too.
Well, you go to either coast of Iowa, either the Mississippi coast or the Missouri coast of Iowa. You can find some very unique things over in Bettendorf and Maquoketa. There's a lot of places up in eastern Iowa that are very... You had glass blowing at Bloom and Bark?
Yes. That is incredible. And that's down near Keosauqua. And that's a very rural setting. I don't think there's a stoplight in that county. That's how rural that whole area is of Iowa. Mm-hmm. And that glass blowing facility is incredible. They also have a greenhouse, like a farmer's market type thing there. So there are so much. I tell you what, if you want to connect with nature, that's a great area to go to. And Dubuque, you know, hop on the Fenelon Place elevator, the steepest, shortest elevator in the country, I believe, or the world. I mean, it's a fun little ride, and you get a great view over Dubuque.
Yeah. There's you mentioned Effigy Mounds National Monument, 200 prehistoric mounds built by Native Americans.
Yes.
You mentioned that.
If you've never been there, go through that, walk through that. But here's the other tip I would give you. If you're going to go to Effigy Mounds National Monument, you can go any time of year. Any time of year, you're going to see something different. So my point is, you don't have to visit one time a year. Visit 4 times a year. You know, in Iowa, we have 4 distinct seasons. And Effigy Mounds is beautiful every time of year, but fall is absolutely incredible. That northeastern quadrant of Iowa, fall, well, the colors are fantastic out of this world.
Well, I'm sure you got to mention in there, I'm sure, the Tulip Festival. And you have that in a couple of different places in Iowa that it takes place.
Yes, Orange City and Pella.
Yeah.
So we have those. And everybody loves tulips.
Sure. It's a sign of spring. That's why.
It's exciting. I know. We've came out of the darkness of winter, and we're putting our cross-country skis and our snowshoes away, and it's time to see the color, and the tulips are a fun way to brighten our days, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, on the travels, and I did stop on travels back to Pittsburgh. My family, it's still from Pittsburgh when my mother was still alive, my father was still alive. We drive, at one point, it was from Rapid City, South Dakota, across the country. A few hundred miles less driving from Sioux City to Pittsburgh, but always had a stop at the Amana colonies.
Yeah, they man a colony. You can have a family-style meal. How many restaurants can you do that in?
Yeah.
You know, and pick up things that are wool, things made out of wool. The wood projects, the chairs, the anything you can imagine. The toy shop, you'll find, you know, toys that are, they kind of take me down memory lane. My age is showing a little bit, but some of those old wooden toys, as a child that I had, you just can't walk into a Walmart and find things like that. You just don't find them.
Now, you're heading out on a book tour, aren't you?
I am. It kicks off on May 31st. And then if you go to 100 Things to Do in Iowa on the Facebook page, I do have events listed, and I have some more to list there as well. So if you're in any of those areas in Iowa, you know, come see me. If you purchase the book and want it signed, I'll be happy to sign it, and I will have books for sale at the signings. And I will be adding a lot of signings. August rolls around. I just added one for Pella, Iowa today in August, first week of August. I'll be putting that on the Facebook page. And then November, I'm going to do a push for Christmas and holidays. Here's another thing. You're looking for Dad for Father's Day. This is a great book for Dad. We're always, I don't know about you, but sometimes it's hard to know what to get Dad because they have everything.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they tell you they have everything.
It's, I know, like, exactly.
Don't get me another tie, whatever you do, please, you know. But
exactly. Give them an experience.
Yeah.
People want experiences. And, you know, with gas prices the way that they are, we are lucky to be in the state of Iowa. You can be anywhere in the state, and you can do a day trip on a tank.
Yeah.
And see some incredible things.
Absolutely.
Incredible.
Absolutely. Well, the hotel you were talking about in Mason City, the Frank Lloyd Wright design, that was in AAA Magazine, too, I know, at one time.
It's incredible. It's an incredible place. Even if you're, and you can stay there. It's affordable. I mean, it's, where else can you stay at a Frank Lloyd Wright property for $150 a night?
Yeah.
I mean, and that is, I think, like high season. So things are affordable in Iowa. That's the other thing. Things are affordable in Iowa.
Yeah, closest book signing that we see here, and it's a relative term, Clear Lake. You're going to be at the Surf Ballroom and Museum there, Clear Lake, where Buddy Holly had passed.
Yep.
But you have a book launch, and that's going to be this coming Tuesday, May 31st.
Yep. If you need a reason to come to Clear Lake and go to the Surf Ballroom, make a day of it.
Yeah.
Make a day of it. And number one in the book is Starboard Market, which is on Main Street in Clear Lake, Iowa. The sandwiches and desserts, you will be wanting to go back and back and back.
All right. So do yourself a favor and pick up this book, 100 Things to Do in Iowa Before You Die. It's your bucket list. Sarah Brors is my guest. You can explore the ultimate guide to the treasures of Iowa. If you're Norwegian, there's Norwegian Fests, and you have a lot of different types of ethnic festivals that are also listed there.
Yeah, and the Decorah. I mean, you cannot go wrong. Everybody needs to experience the Nordic Fest in Decorah at least once in your lifetime. Yeah. Nordic Fest stands out to me. I'm Norwegian. My mother's full-blooded Norwegian. And I grew up kind of with the Decorah. Yeah, that was a big part of my life growing up. Decorah was that area.
Yeah.
And there's something about the charm of Decorah. If you've never been to Decorah, Iowa, plan a visit.
Yeah. Well, our morning guy here, Charlie Stone, does open line. He always brags about his Norwegian background and Norwegian, you know. So, hey, this is the place for him to go. I'm going to nudge him toward
Decorah. Oh, my gosh. He needs to go to Decorah.
Yeah.
Yes, and in the museum there's a really nice display of rosemaling. If you've ever heard of rosemaling, it's artwork on trunks. If you've ever seen a trunk with some pretty artwork on it, it could very well be Norwegian rosemaling. But in the museum there, the Norwegian Museum in Decorah, they have a room full of trunks that was beautiful painting. I mean, there's anything that stands out in that museum. You know, you sometimes walk in, there's a big boat. That's beautiful, talking about how people came to America, how the Norwegians came here and that type of thing. But the colors on those trunks, there's something to be said about that.
Right.
And Norwegian food. If you never had lefse, you need to have lefse.
There you go. Lutefisk, who wants fish soaked in lye? Anyway, 100 Things to Do in Iowa Before You Die. Sarah Brors is the author of that book, and you can pick it up again, through your website or through Amazon.
Yeah, Amazon is where I would suggest going. I don't have them for sale on my website yet because I'm not home enough. I'm not home long enough to ship them out.
All right. Very good. Sarah, thank you very much. Have a great Memorial weekend, and thanks for being my guest.
Thank you.
You bet.